使得成就。
Verse 17 through 19.
17-19.
Now gird up your loins and arise, and speak to them all which I command you. Do not be dismayed before them, or I will dismay you before them. Now behold, I have made you today as a fortified city, and as a pillar of iron, as walls of bronze against the whole land, to the kings of Judah, to its princes, to his priests, to the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they will not overcome you, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord.
所以你当束腰起来，将我所吩咐你的一切话告诉他们，不要因他们惊慌，免得我使你在他们面前惊慌。看哪，我今日使你成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙，与全地和犹大的君王、首领、祭司，并地上的众民反对，他们要攻击你，却不能胜你，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。这是耶和华说的。
Father, we thank you this morning we can gather together under your wonderful name.
父，我们感谢你早上我们能够一同聚集在您奇妙的名下。
Before your name, every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow.
在您的名下，万膝都要跪拜，万口都要称颂。
Therefore, our heart is full of great gratitude this morning as we partake the cup and the bread.
因此，早上当我们有份于这饼和这杯的时候，我们心里真是满了感激。
We this morning want to share on the calling of the prophets.
我们早上要来分享这位先知他的呼召。
Lord, we pray that you call us today.
我们祷告主啊，今天你就来召我们。
As you called Prophet Jeremiah.
正如你来召耶利米先知一样。
As you have been calling many saints in the generation in the past.
也像你在过去的历代当中这样的来呼召众圣徒一样。
May we receive that calling and respond to that calling.
愿我们能够来听到、收到这样的呼召，我们就能够回应。
Again, we want to confess our inability to share.
再一次，我们愿意承认，我们实在是没有办法来分享。
Inability to translate.
我们也没有办法来翻译。
Inability to hear.
我们也没有这样的能力能够来听。
Therefore, we ask for your mercy for this time.
因此，我们实在要求您的怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Jeremiah served the Lord at 600 years before Christ.
耶利米是在主前600年开始侍奉神。
He served during a very critical period of the history of Kingdom of Judah.
他是在犹大国当中最重要的一段时间在那里来服侍。
He prophesied for about 40 years.
那他预言有四十年后的事情 预言了四十年
and that 40 years end at captivity
那这四十年最后就截止于犹大被掳
so he prophesied during the last 40 years of the history of Judah
所以他就在犹大国被掳前最后四十年在这里预言
being a prophet was hard enough
做一个先知已经够难了。
Being a prophet during the last 40 years of the kingdom of Judah was impossible.
那要在犹大被掳前最后四十年在这里做先知，那是不可能的一件事。
Do you remember that Jesus was saying that Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophet and stones those who are sent to her?
你们记得吗？耶稣曾这样说：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。”
That was the attitude of Jerusalem toward prophets.
这就是耶路撒冷向着先知们的态度。
So who amongst us today is willing to be a prophet during those 40 years?
所以今天在座有哪一位愿意在那四十年当中来做先知呢
？Put yourself.In the shoes of Prophet Jeremiah,
把你自己放到耶利米的位置上。
God called you to be a prophet for last 40 years of the kingdom of Judah.
神呼召你要在犹大国最后四十年来做先知。
And your message was the kingdom will be destroyed by Babylon.
你所要传的信息就是犹大国要被巴比伦来毁坏。
Your message is You need to be plugged up.
你的信息就是你要被拔起。
Destroy.
要被毁坏。
Overthrown.
要被拆毁。
Who among us would be willing to accept this calling to be the prophet?
我们当中有谁愿意来接受这样的呼召做这先知呢？
Jeremiah served three kings.
耶利米他服侍了三位君王。
He was called to serve at the 13th year of Josiah.
他被召做先知是在约西亚王十三年。
So he served the king Josiah for 18 years.
所以他服侍了约西亚十八年。
Then he served under the king Jehoiakim for 11 years.
他又服侍了约雅敬十一年。
Then he served under the king Zedekiah for 11 years.
他又服侍了西西家十一年。
You add 18 plus 11 plus another 11, you have 40 years.
你加上十八、十一加十一，一共是四十年。
Now God was very merciful to Judah.
神向着犹大是非常有怜悯的。
You have 40 years before captivities.
在被掳前四十年
God raised the prophet Jeremiah.
神兴起了先知耶利米。
At the same time, God raised up a very good king, Josiah.
在同时，神也兴起一位非常好的君王，就是约西亚王。
God gave Judah the best opportunity to return.
神给犹大最好的机会，让他们能够悔改。
God gave them a very good king, Josiah.
他给他们非常好的一位王，就是约西亚王。
God appointed a prophet, faithful prophet Jeremiah.
神也指派了一位忠心的先知，就是耶利米。
God have arranged the best conditions.For Judah to return to the Lord.
神为着犹大能够回转归向他预备了最好的条件。
Josiah did not follow the footstep of his father, Amon.
约西亚没有跟随他的父亲亚门的脚步。
Or his grandfather, Manasseh.
或者他的祖父马拿西的脚步。
He was 8 years old when he became king.
他登基的时候不过八岁。
And he did the thing that was right in the sight of the Lord.
他行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
And he walked in all the way of his father David.
他效法他祖大卫所行的。
He didn't turn aside to the right or to the left.
不偏左右。
It's hard to imagine the son of Amon and grandson of Manasseh would be this good.
很难想象亚门的儿子马拿西的孙子能够是这样的一位好王。
When he was 16 years old, he began to seek the Lord of his father David.
当他16岁的时候就寻求他祖大卫的神。
How precious it was, a 16 years old, the freshman in high school, began to seek the Lord.
好，何等宝贵，一个16岁的人不过是高中生的一年级，他就开始能够来寻求神。
No, how could a 16 years old person with a father like Amon and grandfather like Manasseh seek the Lord?
何等宝贵是这样一个16岁的人，他的父亲是亚门，他的祖父是马拿西，他竟能够来寻求神。
It was the mercy of the Lord.
这是神的怜悯。
At age of 20s,
当他20岁的时候
he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places.The Asherim, the carved images, and the molten images.
他就开始洁净犹大和耶路撒冷，除掉丘坛、木偶、雕刻的像和铸造的像。
At age of 20s,
只不过二十岁的年纪。
Sophomore in college,
只不过是大学的二年级。
He began to purge those idols from Jerusalem.
他就开始洁净耶路撒冷和犹大，除掉一切这些木偶和偶像。
At age of 26,
当他26岁的时候
he began to repair the house of the Lord.
他就开始修理耶和华的殿。
During the repair work, then the high priest found the book of the law.
那在修理的过程当中，大祭司就找到了律法书。
And when the scribe read it in the presence of the king,
那书记就在王前读那书。
And he tore his clothes.
他就撕裂自己的衣服
Say, inquire of the Lord for me and the people.
说为我为民为犹大众人以这书上的话求问耶和华
For great is the wrath of the Lord that burns against us because our fathers have not listened to the words of this book.
因为我们列祖没有听从这书上的言语，没有遵着书上所说的、所吩咐的我们的去行，耶和华就向我们大发烈怒。
I was amazed how God can accomplish this in such a young person.
我实在惊奇，神在这一个年轻的人身上能成就这样的事。
From 16 to 26 in 10 years.
从16到26岁这十年当中
What the Lord has accomplished on this young man
神在这位年轻人身上所成就的
He sought the Lord at age of 16
他从16岁开始就来寻求耶和华
Then he purged the idol from Judah and Jerusalem at age of 20
他在20岁的时候就洁净犹大和耶路撒冷除掉一切的偶像
discover the book of the Lord and become obedient to the book of the Lord at age of 26
他26岁的时候就找到了神的律法书并且向着这本书非常的顺服
and in the same year he recovered the Passover
同一年他也恢复了逾越节
it was such a Passover had not been celebrated from the days of the judges
从士师开始就没有人这样守过这逾越节
nor in the days of the kings of Israel and of the kings of Judah
也没有在以色列人和以色列王犹大王的时候守过这样的节
it is a long time between the judges and the Jeremiah
从士师到耶利米中间有很长的一段时间
the Passover had not been observedDuring those years,
在这些年份当中，人都没有守过逾越节。
Then it was the king Josiah, a 26 years old young man, that rediscovered the Passover.
就是在当约西亚王的时候，当他26岁如此年轻的时候，他就能够恢复来这样的逾越节。
Now, these reforms were fantastic, but however, God also wants to do His recovery work in the hearts of His people.
不仅他在约西亚王身上能做这样奇妙的工，他也要在他的子民的心里来做这样恢复的工作。
Therefore, God raised up Jeremiah to work in the hearts of His people.
因此，神又兴起了耶利米，能够在他子民的心中来工作。
Jeremiah was called to serve the king when the king was 21.
当耶利米被召来服侍约西亚王的时候，王只有21岁。
And Jeremiah himself was anywhere between 20 and 25.
耶利米他自己大概在20到25岁之间。
So you see God raised these two persons. One is king, one is prophet. One is 21, the other one is between 20 and 25.
所以你看到神兴起了这样两个人，一个是这君王，一个是这祭司。这君王不过21岁，这祭司这先知是20到25岁之间。
Was this a surprise to you?
这是对你来说是一个惊奇的事情吗?
It's actually not surprising.
事实上这并不是什么惊奇的事。
If you study the history in the past,
如果你来学习这一切的历史,
God often raised up the young people for His recovery work.
神常常兴起年轻的人为着他复兴的工作。
Oftentimes, those brothers or sisters are at their 20th.
常常这些弟兄姐妹就是在他们二十多岁的时候。
So I would like to encourage our young people amongst us, especially those still at 20th.
所以我愿意来鼓励在座的年轻人，特别是这些二十多岁的。
Do not think you are a youth.
不要小看你年轻。
In the history, God often raised up His vessel when they were at 20th.
在历史当中，神常常兴起这些器皿，在他们还不过二十多岁的时候。
No, Jeremiah was born in a priest family.
耶利米是生在一个做祭司的家里。
So from very young, he was raised to be a priest.
从小的时候，他就被培养要做一个祭司。
But God had a different idea.
但神向着他有一个不同的意念。
God call him to be a prophet.
神呼召他是要做先知。
And God's thought were higher than his thought.
神的意念高过他的意念。
And the calling came to Jeremiah this way.
那呼召就这样临到耶利米。
Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations.
耶和华的话临到我说，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你，你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣，我已派你做列国的先知。
This calling has three parts.
这个呼召有三个部分。
First part, God said, I know you.
第一部分，神说，我已晓得你。
This is so precious.
这是何等的宝贵。
Now, young people often feel today that no one really knows you.
那今天年轻人常常觉着没有人了解我。
That is a common desire to have someone else really understand you.
在我们的心中，这是非常平常的，就是我们很想要有别人来了解我们。
I think in one of the recent opportunity that I have some fellowship with Sister Amy.
那最近我有一些机会跟 Sister Amy 有这样的机会交流。
Then she said in one of her meeting, she asked the young people, "How many of you do not believe your parents understand you?"
那在她有一次聚会的时候，她就问这些年轻人：“你们当中有多少人认为父母不了解你？”
She said almost everyone raised their hands.
几乎所有人全都举手。
That's how young people, they don't believe their parents understand them at all.
这就是年轻人，他们觉着自己的父母不了解他们。
But the good news is, God knows you.
但好消息就是神了解你。
I would encourage you to read the Psalm chapter 139.
我鼓励你能够来读诗篇139篇。
It is an amazing psalm.
是何等美妙的一个诗篇。
You should read that psalm.
你应该能够来读一读这一篇诗篇。
Because he said, God knows you when you sit and when you rise.
说到你坐下你起来神都晓得。
God knows that you are sitting here.
神知道你今天坐在这里。
When you arise, God knows about it.
当你起来的时候，神也知道。
And he said, God perceives your thought from afar.
神从远处知道你的意念。
You are far away from the Lord, but the Lord perceives your thought from afar.
虽然你远远的离着神，但是神从远处就知道你的意念。
God knows your thought right now.
他现在就知道你的意念。
God discerns you're going out and you're lying down.
你行路，你躺卧，神都细察。
God is familiar with all your ways.
神也深知你一切所行的。
Before a word is on your tongue, God knows it completely.
你舌头上的话，神没有一句不知道的。
God knit you together in your mother's womb.
在母腹中，神已经复辟你。
God even saw your unformed body.
你未成形的体质，神也已经看见。
All the days ordained for you were written in God's book before one of them came to be.
神所定的日子，你尚未度一日，神都已经写在册子上
了。This is how much God knows about you.
这就是神何等的认识你。
It is marvelous.
这是何等的惊奇。
You think of it.
你想一想这事。
You will be amazed.
你就要为此而惊奇。
God knows you.
因为神晓得你。
Before you were born.
在你未出生以先，神就晓得你。
And God today will call you.Based on His foreknowledge of you,
神今天照呼召你是照着他的预知。
God knew Jeremiah before God formed him in the womb of his mother.
那神知道耶利米，甚至在他被造在母腹之前。
Jeremiah thought he would be a priest.
耶利米以为自己是要做一个祭司。
But God knew Jeremiah should be a prophet.
但神知道耶利米当做的是先知。
Therefore, God called Jeremiah to be a prophet.
因此，神呼召耶利米要做先知。
God's thought is very precious to us.
神向着我们的意念是非常的宝贵的。
How vast is the sound of God's thought for us?
我们
十七节，
所
139诗篇。
所以神的意念向我们是何等宝贵，其数何等众多。
His foreknowledge of us is too wonderful for us. It is too high. We cannot attend to it.
这样的知识奇妙是我们所不能测的，至高是我们所不能及的。
Therefore, when God calls you, it is based on His foreknowledge of you.
因此，当神来呼召我们的时候，是照着他向我们的预知。
The second part, I consecrate you.
第二部分就是他以分别我们为圣。
Before you were born, I consecrated you.
你未出母胎，我以分别你为圣。
In other words, God sets us apart for Himself even before we were born.
换句话说，就是我们还未出母胎，神已将我们分别。
No, Paul said the same thing in Galatians.
保罗在加拉太书当中也讲到同样的事。
He said, God has set me apart even from my mother's womb.And call me through His grace.
那把我从母腹里分别出来，又施恩召我的神。
You know, Paul persecuted our Lord Jesus.
你知道保罗曾在这里迫害我们的主耶稣。
How can he say that he was called before he was born?
他如何能够说他在母腹中神就把他分别出来呼召他
？But on his way to Damascus, when he first met the Lord.
但当他去大马士革的路上第一次遇到主的时候
He knew this God had set him apart before he was born.
但他就知道神是在他未出母腹以先已经把他分别。
This is something beyond our comprehension.
这是超乎我们所能够理解的。
But this is wonderful.
但这是何等的美妙。
You will find out if youActually meet the Lord face to face, you will realize you were set apart long ago.
若你有机会与主面对面的话，你就会意识到你早在很久以前已经被主来分别。
Before the Jacob and Esau were born,
在雅各和以扫被出生以先
，God said to Rebecca,
神就向利百加说
，Two nations are in your womb.
两国在你腹内
，and two peoples will be separated from your body.
两族要从你身上出来
，and one people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger.
这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。
Before they were born,
在他们未出生以先
，before they have done anything,
在他们做任何事情以先
，and Jacob was separated.From Esau, from the very beginning.
从起初雅各就与以扫被分别开。
Brother and sister, this is something we need to come together.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们要来想一想的事情。
And consider this before the Lord.
让我们能够在主的面前来思想。
Maybe you and I didn't realize this.
也许你和我并没有意识到这一点。
But this is truth.
但这是真理。
We were separate. We are set aside for Him before we were born.
就是我们在未出母腹之先已经被分别出来。
Thirdly, I have appointed you.
第三就是我已经差遣你。
God initiates everything in His own work.
神在他自己的工作里开始万事。
Jeremiah did not initiate this ministry of prophecies.
耶利米没有自己开始这预言的工作。
God appointed Jeremiah to be a prophet.
神指派他做一个先知。
The same principle works for all of us.
这同样的原则也适用在你我的身上。
We do not choose what we want to be, although we often want to.
我们不能够自己来选择我们所要做的，虽然常常我们是如此。
We cannot choose what we want to be.
我们不能够来选择我们想要成为什么。
Because only God appoints us.
因为唯有神是那一位来指派的。
So when Paul referred to himself as apostle, he always say, apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God.
所以当保罗讲到自己的时候，他常常说到是奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗。
He said it in 1 Corinthians.
那他在临前是这样说。
And said it again in 2 Corinthians.
他也在哥林多后书当中如此说。
Ephesians, Colossians, and 2 Timothy.
也同样在以弗所、哥罗西和提摩太后书当中这样说到。
He said it again and again.
他一次又一次的如此讲到。
I am apostle by the will of God.
我是奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗。
In the house of God, everything is done by appointments.
在神的家中，凡事都是按照神的差遣指派。
We do not choose where we want to serve the Lord.
我们不来选择自己想去哪里服侍神。
God appoints us, each one of us, to serve Him.
神要指派我们每一个人如何来侍奉他。
We are appointed.
我们是被神所指派的。
We should function in the body of Christ.Based on our appointments,
我们也当在神的身体当中，照着神所指派的来尽功效。
Jeremiah was exactly the right person to be the prophet.
耶利米是那最适合来做这先知的人。
Because the message of Jeremiah was very severe.
因为耶利米所要传的信息是非常的严厉的。
Very hard to receive.
是非常难能够让人来接受的。
Therefore, God chose a prophet.Who had the heart of a priest?
所以他就选择了一个人，他有这样一个祭司的心。
So when Jeremiah delivered the message, he delivered the message in tears.
所以当耶利米来传这信息的时候，他是带着眼泪来传这信息。
He was a weeping prophet.
他是这流泪的先知。
Jeremiah was the best person to represent the Lord.In giving those messages.
所以当耶利米是那最适合能够在传这信息的时候能够表现出来神自己。
Let's look at the response of Jeremiah.
让我们来看一看耶利米是如何的来回应。
Then I said, Alas, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak because I am a youth.
那耶利米就说主耶和华啊我不知怎样说因为我是年幼的。
Jeremiah was trained as a priest.
耶利米一直被训练是要做祭司。
A priest uses hands.
祭司是要用自己的手。
The priest don't use mouth.
那祭司不需要用口。
So he felt he was insufficient to become a prophet.
所以他觉得自己是不够能够来做先知的。
Because he lacked of speaking skills.
因为他缺少口才。
Jeremiah had a second reason, which was his youth.
那第二个他的借口就是说他是年幼的。
He did not have much experience.
他没有什么经验。
We often hesitate to serve in the house of the Lord for the same reasons.
常常我们在神的家里要来服事，也用同样的原因来在这里犹豫。
We either feel that we are incapable or we are inexperienced.
我们或以为我们自己不能够，或以为我们自己没有经验。
But these are not the good reasons not to serve.
但这并不是说你不来侍奉很好的借口。
The Lord said to him, "Do not say I am a youth."
神对他说你不要说我是年幼的
Because everywhere I send you, you shall go, and all that I command you, you shall speak.
因为我吩咐你说什么话你都要说我差遣你到哪里去你都要去
Youth is not an excuse before the Lord.
年幼在主的面前不是一个借口
All young people are among us.
所以在我们当中所有的年轻人
Youth is not an excuse.
年幼不是一个借口。
When God appoints us to serve, God does not use our ability or our experience.
当神来指派我们服事的时候，神也不用我们的能力，也不用我们的经验。
It is not about ability nor experience.
不在乎我们的经历和我们的能力。
God knew Jeremiah and his characters.
神是知道耶利米他的性格。
God chose Jeremiah for his character.
神拣选耶利米是因为他里面的性格。
Everywhere I send you, you shall go. All that I command you, you shall speak.
因为我差你到谁那里去，你都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。
It takes obedience to be such a person.
若人要如此的话，是需要他里面有那个顺服的心。
You don't need ability.
你不需要能力
，because God will tell you where to go.
因为神要告诉你到哪里去。
God will command you what you should speak.
神也要吩咐你，你当说什么。
Therefore, it's not about your ability nor your experience; it's your characters.
因此，不关乎你的能力，不关乎你的经验，而是关乎你这个人里面的性格。
You need to be obedient to do what.God want you to do.
你要顺服神，让才能够来做他要你所做。
All that is required of us is obedience and faithfulness.
神所需要我们就是有那一个顺服并忠心的心。
If you study the word, you will see the same thing happen to other characters.
所以你如果来读圣经的话，你看到同样的其他的人，他们里面有这样的品格。
When God want to give.Moses' appointment.
当神要来指派摩西的时候
Moses said, "Who am I?"
摩西说，我是什么人？
That I should go to Pharaoh.
竟您去见法老。
And that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt.
将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
Now in his reply, Moses used I three times.
在摩西的回答当中，他有三次提到我。
Who am I?
我是什么人？
That I should go to Pharaoh.
我竟能够去见法老。
That I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt.
我竟能将以色列人从埃及地领出来。
Moses focused on him.
摩西在那里是看到他自己。
But God said to Moses, it's not about you.
但神对他说是不关乎你。
It is about me.
而是关乎我自己。
Certainly, I will be with you.
我必与你同在。
It's not about Moses.
不是关乎摩西。
It is about God.
而是关乎神。
Then Moses said,What if they will not believe me or listen to what I say?
那摩西又在这里说，若他们不信我，也不听我的话，怎么办呢？
Then he mentioned the word me and the word I.
他又在这里提到我。
Moses was not convinced.
摩西并没有深信。
Then God gave him three signs.
神就给他三个迹象。
Turning a staff into a serpent.
就是把他手中的杖变成蛇
，turning the skin of his hand into a leprous hand，
让他的手上长了大麻风
，and turning the water into blood，
并且让这水变成了血。
That should be enough, right？
对他来说，这应该够了，是吗
？I think one sign would be enough for me。
我觉得对我来说，一个神迹就已经够了。
But Moses got three。
但是摩西有三件神迹。
It's not enough. Moses continued to say, "I have never been eloquent."
但对摩西还不够，他说：“主啊，我素日是不能言的。
”Neither recently nor in the time past，
不仅是最近，以前我也不能言。
Nor since you have spoken to your servant，
你所对你仆人所说的话之后也不行。
For I am slow of speech and slow of tongue，
因为我本是笨口拙舌的。
What can you do with Moses？
对这样的摩西，你还能做什么呢
？You already tell him it's not about him, it's about you。
你已经对他说，不是关乎摩西，而是关乎神。
You gave him three wonderful signs.
你给他三个奇妙的神迹。
And he's still saying he was not eloquent.
那他仍是这样说，他是没不能言的人。
And God said, "I will be your mouth."
神就对他说，我要成为你的口。
And teach you what you are to say.
我必赐你口才，指教你所当说的话。
So, brothers and sisters, serving the Lord is not about our ability.Nor our experience.
弟兄姐妹，服侍神不是关乎我们的能力或我们的经历。
It is about obedience.
而是关乎我们的顺服。
It is about faithfulness.
以及忠心。
This is what God is looking for on His servant.
这就是神在他的仆人当中所要来寻找的。
What actually, God want to appoint?Jeremiah 4.
那神所要指派耶利米去做的是什么呢
?Verse 9.
第九节。
Then the Lord stretched out his hands and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.
于是耶和华伸手按我的口对我说我已将当说的话传给你看哪我今日立你在列邦列国之上为要施行拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆又要坚立栽植建立栽植
In other words Jeremiah was appointed as a mouthpiece for God
换句话说就是耶利米被差派是要做神的代言人
Jeremiah was a channel only
耶利米不过是那运河
It's a channel
他不过是条运河
He's going to be used by the Lord
他要被主来使用
And that is the essence of being called
这就是他被召所做的
When Isaiah received his appointment
当以赛亚收到被召的时候
And he said, Woe is me, for I am ruined because I am a man of unclean lipsAnd I live among a people of unclean lips.
他说祸灾我灭亡了因为我是嘴唇不洁的人又住在嘴唇不洁的民中
Then a seraphim flew to him with a burning coal and used the burning coal to touch his lips.
那有一个撒拉弗就飞到我眼前，手里拿着火炭，就用炭蘸他的口。
In the same way, the Lord stretched out his hand and touched Jeremiah's mouth and put his words in Jeremiah's mouth.
同样的，神也伸出他的手来摸耶利米的口，来把他的话传给他。
And the same thing happened to Ezekiel as well.
同样的事也发生在以西结的身上。
Another young man.
又是一个年轻人。
And Ezekiel said the hands of the Lord was upon Ezekiel.
那以西结就说耶和华的手是降在他身上。
God used his hand to appoint Ezekiel and Jeremiah to be his mouthpiece.
那神就用他的手来指派耶利米和以西结做他的代言人。
The message given to Jeremiah was the message of plugging up, breaking down, destructions and overthrowing.
所要给耶利米的信息就是拔出、拆毁、毁坏和倾覆。
And to build and to plant.
然后又要建立和栽植。
This commission.Was no different from the commission we receive today.
这一个托付与今天我们从主那里所领受的托付并没有什么差别。
Because remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9,
你记得吗？在哥林多前书一章第三节，第三章第九节。
For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field and God's building.
因我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
We are God's field, God's building.
我们是神所耕种的田地，是他所建造的房屋。
Therefore, the message is to build and to plant.
因此，这个信息就是要建立，要来栽植。
But God never mixes the old things with the new things.
但神从不把那旧的事和新的事掺合在一起。
God never interested in making some improvements.
神不是要来在这做一些提升和改善。
God intends to replace the old with new.
神是要在这里用新的来换掉旧的。
Therefore, our commissions includes plugging up, breaking down, destroying, and overthrowing.
因此，我们的托付就要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏并倾覆。
Brother and sister, this is the challenges today.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们今天所面临的挑战。
The message of building up and plant are popular and welcome.
关乎建立和栽植的信息是非常的流行又受人欢迎的。
If Jeremiah went around the Judah only talking about the building and the planting, and he will be a popular prophet.
如果耶利米只是在犹大列国来传建立和栽植的信息的话，他就要成为那个受人欢迎的先知。
But that, in that way, Jeremiah will not be a faithful one.
但若如此的话，耶利米就不是那忠心的先知。
His message has to include destructions and overthrowing.
他的信息必须要包括毁坏和倾覆。
It was exactly the challenge Jeremiah faced at his time.
那就是耶利米在他的那个时代所面临的挑战。
Because during that time, from the prophet to the priest, everyone practiced deceit.
因为在那个时代，从先知到祭司都行事虚谎。
They healed the brokenness of God's people superficially, saying peace, peace, but there is no peace.
他们轻轻呼呼地医治百姓的损伤，说平安了，平安了，其实没有平安。
Brother and sister, today is exactly the same.
弟兄姐妹，今天也是同样的光景。
There are prophets today only preach message of building and planting.
有先知在这里只传关乎建立和栽植的信息。
Never mention destruction and overthrowing.
但从不提到毁坏和倾覆。
And they are very popular.
但那些信息却是非常受人欢迎。
So as a prophet,Do you want to become popular or do you want to be hated?
作为先知，你是想要受人欢迎，还是想要受人来在这里怨恨呢？
In our nature, we all want to be popular.
在我们的本性里面，我们都想要受人欢迎。
No one wants to be hated.
没有人喜欢被人恨恶。
But if you preach the word according to the Lord, you will not be popular.
但若你照着神所指派的来传的话，你不会成为一个受人欢迎的。
Jeremiah was a young man.
耶利米不过是一个年轻人。
At his 20s,
在他二十出头。
We know the young man like to be popular.
我们都知道年轻人最喜欢受人欢迎。
Young men like to be loved.
年轻人喜欢被人所爱。
But this young man, Jeremiah,
但这一个年轻人耶利米
he was faithful to his message.
他向着神所给他的信息是忠心的。
And he was hated.
所以他是被人所恨恶的。
When all the prophets were saying peace and peace, Jeremiah was preaching destructions and overthrowing.
当其他的先知都在那里讲到平安的平安的时候，他却在这里讲到的是毁坏和倾覆。
Because he knew no one can put a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment.
因为他知道没有人会把新布补在旧衣服上。
Nor do people put new wine into the old wine skins.
也不会有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里。
Therefore, Jeremiah went against the tide.
所以当时耶利米是逆潮而行。
We need to understand how difficult it was for Jeremiah to go against the tide.
我们要能够来思想并了解让耶利米能够逆潮而行是何等的不容易。
Nobody likes him.
没有人喜欢他。
Just imagine if you are serving in a place.
想象一下若你在一个地方来服侍。
And no one likes you.
没有一个人喜欢你。
Will you continue?
你会继续如此行吗?
I think it's very difficult, right?
我想这是非常困难的。
So if I'm here preaching to you all,
如果今天我在这里向大家来传信息
，No one likes me.
没有一个人喜欢我。
You all hated me.
你们全都恨恶我。
Do I have that courage to preach next time?
我下次还有勇气能够再来传吗
？Imagine that.
想一想。
That is what Jeremiah faced.
这是耶利米所面对的。
He was against everybody.
他与所有人都是反对的。
He was against kings.
他在那里反对王。
Princes.
这些首领。
Priests.
还有祭司。
And the people of the land.
并地上的众民。
He was against everybody.
他在这里反对所有的人。
How could such a young person at age of 20s went against the tide?
那这样一个年轻人不过二十出头他如何能够来逆潮而行呢
Brother and sister, young people amongst us, it is hard to go against the tide.
弟兄姐妹年轻人们是非常不容易能够逆潮而上的。
It's not any easier today.
今天也没有任何一点点容易。
If you are in the campus, you have to go against the tide.
如果你在校园当中的话你要逆潮而上。
Otherwise, you will be drifting away.
不然的话你就会随波逐流
Because most people would dislike what you believe
因为大部分人都不喜欢你所相信的
If you want to be liked by most people then you shut your mouth
如果你要被众人所喜欢的话你就要关上你的嘴
In the workplace the same way
在工作的环境当中也是一样
Majority of people in the workplace would do not accept your values
大部分人不会来喜欢你的价值。
If you want to be liked by most of your colleagues in the workplace, you shut your mouth.
如果你要被大部分人所喜欢的话，你就要来闭上你的口。
So how can a young person go against the tide?
所以如一个年轻人如何能够来逆潮而行呢
？Therefore, God gave Jeremiah a vision.
因此，神给了耶利米一个异象。
To show Jeremiah.How can he go against the tide?
让耶利米知道他如何能够逆潮而行。
Jeremiah heard the Lord say, "What did you see?"
耶利米就听到耶和华问他，你看见什么
？Then he saw a rod of an almond tree.
他就看见一根杏树枝。
It's very interesting. The vision is a rod of an almond tree.
这是非常的有趣，因为他所看到的是一根杏树枝。
Because every priest understood that.
因为每一个祭司都知道这一点。
Every priest in Judah will understand the spiritual meaning of a rod of a almond tree.
每一个犹大的祭司都知道这关乎杏树枝的意象是什么意义。
Because Jeremiah was trained as a priest.
因为耶利米是被训练做先知、做
祭司的。Every priest knew the history.
每一个祭司都知道这段历史。
Because in number in their history, there's a person called Korah.
因为在他们的历史当中，《民数记》记载可拉一族。
One day, Korah unites himself with 250 leaders to go against Moses and Aaron.
那有一天，可拉就联合250个族长，他们一起要来反对摩西跟亚伦。
They wanted to be priests also.
他们也想做祭司。
They're not satisfied that only the sons of Aaron could be priests.
他们并不满足于唯有亚伦的子孙能够来做祭司。
So they challenged Moses and Aaron, said they were holy as well.
所以他们就在这里挑战跟摩西跟亚伦说，他们也是圣洁的。
And God asked each tribe to put forward a rod of almond tree.
那神就让每一族都拿一根杏树枝。
And put the name of their leader on that rod.
把他们的首领的名字写在这枝上。
So Aaron, the name of Aaron was written to an almond rod for Levi.
所以亚伦的名字就写在利未的那根杖上。
And Moses put the 12 rods in the tent of testimony.
所以摩西就把这十二根杖放在那帐幕里。
And the next day,
第二天
the rod.Of Aaron had sprouted and put forth buds.
亚伦的杖就发芽并开结了果
produced blossoms and bore ripe almonds.
是开了花并结了熟杏
That was God's testimony that Levi and sons of Aaron were chosen.
这就是神的见证，就是说亚伦并利未的子孙是被拣选的。
A rod of an almond tree.Means death.
这杏树枝指代的就是死。
When you see this rod, that means the almond tree is dead.
当你看到这根杏树枝的时候，意味着就是那根树已经死了。
那根杖，
你看到这个杖的时候，那个树已经死了。
The tree became a rod.
因为这个树已经变成了一根杖。
That means the tree is dead.
就是意味着这根树已经死了。
They put a dead tree in the tent of testimony.
所以他们把那一棵已经死的树放在会幕里。
But this dead tree became alive.
但这个死掉的树又活过来。
This dead tree was resurrected from death.
这个死掉的树从死里复活。
It sprouted, put forth buds, produced blossoms.And bore ripe almonds.
并且能够来发芽、开花、结果。
This sign is the power of resurrections.
这个意象就讲到那复活的能力。
God was telling Jeremiah, only by the power of resurrection, Jeremiah could go against the tide.
所以神就是来告诉耶利米，唯有借着这复活的大能，他才能够来逆潮而行。
Only by the power of resurrection, you and I can serve this generation faithfully.
也唯有借着这复活的能力，你和我才能够来侍奉这个时代的人。
No, Jeremiah paid a tremendous cost.
耶利米付了极大的代价。
He was a prophet being rejected.
他是那一个被拒绝的祭司。
He was despised and abused.
他被人所蔑视，他被人所误待。
Often, even before he preached his message, God told him they will not listen.
常常甚至在他传信息之前，神就告诉他，他们不会听。
Imagine if you are asked to preach a message, but before you preach it,God told you, they will not listen.
想象一下，如果你被派要去传一篇信息，但甚至在你开口之前，神就告诉你他们不会听。
Will you go?
你还会去吗
？Will you still go?
你还仍会去吗
？Will you still put in the same effort?
你会同样来传吗
If you are asked to preach the gospel,
如果你被差派要来传福音
，The God said no one will believe.
但神说没有一个人会信。
Will you go?
你还会去传吗
？Will you spend as much time as you need to?
你还会花同样的时间吗
？That's the Jeremiah's services in those 40 years. They will not listen.
这就是耶利米在那四十年的服事，人不会听他的话。
Not only they reject his message, they mistreat him.
不仅他们不听，不仅他们拒绝了他的信息，他们也误待他。
He was beaten by them.
甚至他被他们所打。
He was beaten by the priests.
他是被先知所打。
Putting the stocks.
并且他被那个木夹给夹起来。
And in the temples,
是在圣殿里。
And the priest and the prophet said to the official and all the people, "This man Jeremiah should be sentenced to death."
那祭司先知就对首领和众民说，这人耶利米是该死的。
Because he has prophesied against this city, you have heard it with your own ears.
因为他预言攻击这城，正如你们亲耳所听见的。
Because of his message of destruction and overthrowing,
因为他所传的是这毁坏和倾覆的信息。
He was considered a traitor.
他就被人认为是那背叛者。
Therefore, they said this man should be sentenced to death.
所以他们说这人是该死的。
Even worse,
更差的是
，they want to put him in a jail.
他们想把他关在牢里。
But this jail is filled with the mud.
那这牢里全都是泥。
So they lower Jeremiah from the top into the prison.
所以他们就用绳子吊起，把耶利米从上面放下去。
And Jeremiah sank into mud.
耶利米就沉在淤泥中。
That's how he was treated.
他就是如此被待。
He often called a liar.
他常常被人说到那说谎的。
Only a budding rod can serve him in this condition.
只有一个
发芽的杖，
一个发芽的杖能够在这里来服侍。
Brother and sister, only a budding rod can go against the tide.
只有那发芽的杖能够来逆潮而行。
Only by a power of resurrection, we can go against the tide of this world.
唯有借着这复活的能力，我们才能够来逆潮而行。
Do you remember that in the tabernacle there was a golden lampstand?
你是否记得在这个圣殿当中有那个金灯台
？The golden lampstand has three branches on the right hand side, like this.
那在金灯台的右边的话有三个枝子。
On the left hand side also have another three branches like this.
那在它的左边也有三个枝子。
So there's six branches going upwards.
所以有六个枝子是往上去的。
Each branches has three flowers.
每一个枝子上面都有三朵花。
And they are almond blossoms.
它们都是杏花。
It's the power of resurrection that enable the church to be his testimony.
是这复活的能力让神的教会能够成为他的见证。
Each branch has three blossoms.
每一个枝子上面都有三朵花。
Therefore, a golden lampstand has 18 almond blossoms.
因此，一个金灯台上面有十八朵花。
Whenever time we see that almond blossom on the golden lampstand, we are reminded that our testimony is based on the power of resurrection.
所以每当我们看到金灯台上的杏花的时候，我们就记得我们的见证是来自于神那复活的大能。
You and I need to be a God's testimony every single day.
每一天我们都应该成为神的见证。
We need to be his testimony in our home.
在家中我们应该做神的见证。
But it is not easy.
但这是非常不容易的。
But how can we be the testimony in our home?
我们如何能够在家中做神的见证呢？
It depends whether we can see an almond blossom in your home.
这就关乎我们是否能够在家中看到那一个杏花。
If the almond blossom is found in your home, then there is testimony.
如果在家中我们能够找到那杏花，就有这见证。
If someone has experienced death and resurrection, there will be a almond blossom.
如果家中有人经历了死亡和复活的话，在家中就有那杏花。
Only the almond blossoms can bring a real testimony in our house.
唯有那杏花才能够呢把那复活能力带到家里。
It's not about ability.
不是关乎能力。
We see plenty of people that are very capable.
我们看到有很多很有才能的人。
It's not about experience.
也不关乎经历。
There are many, many couples that are very experienced.
那也有很多的家庭，他们是非常的有经验的。
But when you find no almond blossoms, then there is no testimony of the Lord in the house.
但若在家中没有这杏花的话，在那家里就没有神他的见证。
In the same way, in our workplace.
同样的，在我们的工作环境
当中，We need to be God's testimony.
我们也要做神的见证。
Now, in the workplace, it's all about ability and experience, right?
在工作当中所在乎的就是人的能力和你的经历。
But we need to go against the tide.
但我们所要的是逆行而上。
We need to know it's not about ability, it's not about experience.
我们要知道的是不是关乎能力，也不关乎经验。
In order for us to be the testimony of the Lord in the workplace,We need an almond blossom.
若要我们在工作当中能够做主的见证，我们需要有一朵杏花。
We need to experience the death and the resurrection.
我们要经历神他的死和复活。
We need to have the hands of the Lord cover our mouths.
我们需要神的手能够来覆庇我们的口。
We need to have the burning coal to touch our lips.
我们需要那火炭能够来触摸我们的舌头。
Then the almond blossom will become a reality.
这杏花就会成为我们里面的实际。
In the same way as we serve together in the house of the Lord.
同样的，我们在神的家当中服侍也是如此。
We are human. We are full of the flesh.
我们都是人，我们里面都充满了肉体。
We will offend one another very easily.
很容易的，我们就会彼此的有冒犯。
How do we work in unity?
我们如何能够在合一当中来同工呢？
It takes an almond blossom.
这就需要有那杏花。
We need to have 18 of them.
我们需要18朵。
18 almond blossoms in the golden lampstand.
有十八朵的杏花在这金灯台上
，is full of almond blossom，
就是满了这杏花。
Brother and sister, this is the way of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是神的道路。
This is the golden lampstand.
这是那金灯台。
If we want to receive this calling,
如果我们要来接受这呼召
，we must see the vision of a rod of an almond tree.
我们必须要能够看到这杏树枝的意象。
If we do not see the vision of a rod of an almond tree, none of us can accept this calling.
若我们没有看到这关乎杏树枝的意象，我们当中没有一个人能够接受这个呼召。
Francis, we thank the Lord. Jeremiah accepted the calling.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢神，耶利米接受了这呼召。
We thank the Lord that Ezekiel accepted the calling.
我们感谢神，以西结也接受了这呼召。
Both were young men.
两个人都是非常年轻的。
And Josiah accepted the calling when he was young.
约西亚也是在他年幼时就接受了呼召。
He saw the Lord at the age of 16.
他在16岁的时候就在那里寻求神。
So you and I seek the Lord now.
你和我今日是否应该寻求耶和华？
We're much older than 16.
我们比16岁远年长很多。
Josiah at the age of 16 began to seek the Lord.
约西亚16岁时就寻求他的神。
You and I should seek the Lord.
你和我也应该寻求神。
At the age of 20, Josiah began to purge All the idols from Judah and Jerusalem.
到了二十岁时，他就开始洁净犹大和耶路撒冷一切的偶像。
We are much older than that.
我们远比那年长。
So you and I purge all the idols from our lives.
我们是否该除尽我们生活当中一切的偶像？
I say it is about time.
我觉得现在就是这时候了。
You and I should purge all the idol in our life.
你和我应该除掉我们生活当中一切的偶像。
At age of 26, Josiah began to repair the house of the Lord.
在26岁时，约西亚就开始修理耶和华的殿。
Recover the Passover.
就是来恢复了那逾越节。
So you and I committed to the recovery work of the house.
你和我是否也愿意为着神的复兴来献上自己？
For young people, let no one look down on your usefulness.
对年轻人，不要让人小看你年轻。
But rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, purity, show yourself an example of those who believe.
总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
God knows you before He formed you in the womb.
神在未造你，在腹中之前已经晓得你。
God consecrated you before you were born.
你未出母胎，神已分别你为圣。
God have appointed you to be a member of the body of Christ.
神也指派你作为基督身体当中的一份。
Therefore, we should function in the body of Christ.Based on God's appointment.
因此我们当在神的身体当中照他所指派的进功用。
It was not easy for Jeremiah to accept the calling.
要让耶利米接受这样的呼召是不容易的。
It will not be easy for us today to accept the calling.
今天的你我来说要接受如此的呼召也是不容易的。
But he saw the vision of a rod of an almond tree.
但他却看到那个异象，就是那一根杏树枝。
Therefore, he served the Lord with the power of resurrection.
所以他是用那复活的能力来服侍神。
Therefore, God had made Jeremiah a fortified city.
因此，神就让耶利米成为坚城。
He made Jeremiah a pillar of iron.
成为铁柱。
As walls of bronze.
成为铜墙。
Against the whole land.
与全地为敌。
Brothers and sisters, this is possible.
弟兄姐妹，这是可能的。
You and I can be that fortified city.
你和我能够成为这坚城。
You and I can be the pillar of iron.
你和我也能成为这铁柱。
You and I can become the walls of bronze.
你和我也能成为这铜墙。
Of course, enemy fought against Jeremiah all the time.
当然，仇敌一直都要来这里攻击他。
But they could never overcome Jeremiah.
但他们却不能胜过他。
But God was with Jeremiah to deliver him.
因为神与耶利米同在，要拯救他。
Today is the same way.
今天也是同样。
We will face many, many difficulties.
我们将要面临很多的困难。
Enemy will fight against us all the time.
仇敌总要来攻击我们。
But they will not overcome us.
但他却不能胜过我们。
Because God was with us.
因为神与我们同在。
You know, the name of Jeremiah means God is exalted.
你知道耶利米的意思就是神被高举。
So what is the best way for us to exalt the Lord?
那我们要来高举神最好的方式是什么呢？
I think if you and I will know a way to exalt the Lord, we will do it, right?
如果你和我知道有一个方法能够把神高举起来的话，我们就会这样做的是吗？
Jeremiah was the one who exalted the Lord.
耶利米是那一个来把神高举起来的。
But testify that not by might, not nor by power, but by my spirit.
就是他见证了，不是靠着智慧，不是靠着能力，而是靠着耶和华的灵。
He was the channel.
他是那个运河。
He merely went to the places the Lord asked him to go.
他只不过是去到神差遣他所到的那地方去。
And he faithfully.Deliver the message given to him.
他也忠心地把神所给他的信息传出去。
Through his faithful services, God was exalted.
借着他忠心的服事，神能够被高举起来。
I think you and I have the same desire to exalt the Lord.
我想你和我都有同样的心愿，愿意主能够被高举。
And there is a very simple way.
有一个非常简单的方法。
When you obey the Lord and you see an almond blossom in your life, God is exalted.
当你顺服看到那一个杏树枝的时候，神杏树花的时候，神就能被高举。
May we respond to the calling of the Lord.
愿我们今天向着神的呼召有回应。
Respond to His calling.
能够回应他的呼召。
To accept our appointment.
能够来接受神向我们的指派。
To function in the body of Christ.
能够在基督的身体里来进功用。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you.Again for this time.
父，我们为着这个时间再一次愿意献上感谢。
We thank you that in history you have appointed your servant like Jeremiah.
我们感谢在历史当中您多次指派您的仆人如耶利米一样。
How encouraging his life was to us.
这是何等的鼓励。
And how faithful your servant served you in time.
在时间的里面，你的仆人是多次的何等的忠心的来侍奉你。
May this morning the same calling will come upon all of us.
愿早上同样的呼召能够临到我们每一个人。
Therefore we can see the power of resurrection is in us.
好，叫我们看到那复活的能力在我们里面。
Then we are able to respond to this calling.
也让我们能够来回应这样的呼召。
To purge all idols in our life,
能够来除尽我们生活当中一切的偶像。
Commit ourselves to the building of the house of the Lord,
能够把我们自己来归给主，来建造他的殿。
We especially pray for all those younger generations,
也特别为着在我们当中年轻的一代。
Who will not consider themselves young,
不要轻看自己年轻。
To respond to God's calling.
能够来回应神的呼召。
We thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.
我们感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣的名。